Good morning. This meeting is being recorded. It is 8:30 on August 22nd, 2023. Dr. King, after you call the meeting to order, we'll do a roll call for the board members and staff and then proceed with the board's reading of the board's mission statement.
Okay. So good morning, everyone. I call the regular session meeting for August 22nd, 2023 for the Arizona PT board into session.
Thank you. Dr. King.
Present.
Dr. Bastillo.
Present.
Mr. Leone.
Present.
Mr. Greer.
Here.
Mr. Barton.
Present.
And then staff, Ms. Cardoza.
Present.
Ms. Crowley.
Here.
Ms. Richardson.
Present.
And my name is Judy Chepius. Dr. Yes. King, the meeting is yours.
Thanks, Judy. At this time, I'm going to read the Arizona State Board of Physical Therapy mission statement. The mission of the Arizona State Board of Physical Therapy is to protect the public from the incompetent, unprofessional, and unlawful practice of physical therapy. The Arizona Physical Therapy Practice Act establishes the standards for the practice of physical therapy, continuing competence, and testing, and defines the scope and limitations of practice. The board licenses and certifies qualified applicants as physical therapists and physical therapist assistants and receives investigative and adjudicates complaints against licensees and certificate holders. And with that, we will then move into agenda item number 3 minutes, a review if there's any edits. So 3A, regular session. Minutes from July 25th, 2023.
I move to approve the meeting minutes from July 25th, 2023.
Second.
Great. So if there's no discussion, we'll call the vote.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the regular session minutes from July 25th, 2023. Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Barton?
Yes.
That motion passes.
Next, we have B, the executive session A from July 25th, 2023.
Move to accept the executive session A minutes from the July 25th meeting.
Second. So if there's no discussion, I will call a vote.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the July 25th, 2023 executive session A minutes. Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Recused.
Oh, thank you. My apologies. Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Barton?
Yes.
That motion.
Okay. And then lastly, 3C, Executive Session B, July 25th, 2023.
I move to approve the executive session B on July 25th, 2023.
Second.
Any discussion? Okay. We'll move to call the vote.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the July 25th, 2023 executive session B minutes. Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Barton?
Yes.
The motion passes.
Thank you. We are at agenda item 4A, review consideration of possible action for a physical therapist applicant requesting an ADA accommodation. One is Christopher Anderson. Mr. Anderson, are you on the call with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, good morning. So I just want to touch base. I think, if I remember correctly, you've been before the board and we approved your ADA accommodation prior to this meeting, and you're needing to come before the board again to retake the exam. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am, for the October test.
Okay, so you're planning to test in October. Okay. Board members, do you have any questions for Mr. Anderson?
Is this the same accommodation we approved previously?
Correct.
Then I move to approve.
Second. Any discussion?
Who did the second? Dr. King?
Yes.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Ms. Chepias, you want to call the vote, please?
It's been moved and seconded to approve Christopher Anderson's request for ADA accommodations. Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Barton?
Yes.
That motion passes.
Good luck on your test.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Next, we have review considerations and possible actions for a physical therapist assistant applicant requesting ADA accommodation, Christina Kim. Is Ms. Kim on the call with us? Looking to see if I can see. Does anyone see whether she's on the call with us?
Veronica, did you hear from her whether she was going to attend or not?
I did not, and I do not see her on the call.
I did see an email this morning from her saying if she needed to attend. So I don't know if she received something. But I do not believe Veronica was CC'd on that because she would have seen that yesterday.
Okay. This is Mr. Greer. I have quite a few questions for her request, and I would move to table this to the next meeting to give her time to appear. If the motion passed, I'd instruct staff to let her know that she does need to appear at the board meeting.
Second.
Yep. So we have a motion to table and connect with her to make sure she knows that we do need to speak with her. And a second. Any discussion? Great. Okay. Then let's call a vote.
It's been moved and seconded to table the requested ADA accommodations for Christina Kim until next meeting or a meeting where she can attend. Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Barton?
Yes.
That motion passes.
Okay. Thank you. And then we are at agenda item C3A, review consideration possible action regarding approving supervised clinical practice period for a facility and supervising therapist for Niles Christian Zarazoga Barrera. Is Mr. Barrera on the call with us? Okay. Does anyone have any concerns or questions about approving supervised clinical practice for him?
No, I move to accept his supervised clinical practice facility and CIs.
Second.
Okay. Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All right. Then, Ms. Chepias, we can call a vote, please.
It's been moved and seconded to approve Mr. Barrera's supervised clinical practice period facility and clinical instructors. Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo?
Yeah.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Barton?
Yes.
That motion passes.
Thank you. Okay, we're at our consent agenda, agenda item number 5. Are there any specific applicants that you would like to pull out for further or deeper discussion? Okay, hearing none, then I make a motion that we approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Okay. If there's no discussion, then Ms. Chepius, we'll have you call the vote, please.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the consent agenda, including the items listed in 5A and 5B. Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Barton?
Yes.
That motion passes.
Thank you. So if anyone is on the call and your name was on this part of the agenda, the consent agenda 5A or 5B, we have approved all of the requests on the consent agenda. You're welcome to stay in the meeting, but you don't have to. All righty. We have an informal hearing that doesn't start until 9, so we're going to reorder the agenda a little bit. And go to, Judy, do you think we have enough time for 9. What about 9M?
Nine G.
I believe so. Ms. Richardson, any thoughts?
It's JM.
Yeah, that's a preliminary review. So, yeah, you could do that.
We could do that?
Yeah.
Okay. So, board members, if you don't mind, moving to your notes for item 9G, a preliminary review for JM. Is JM on the call? PTA.
Just so everybody knows, this is the case where I do know the individual, but I don't feel like there's any bias in me participating in this part of it.
Okay. Thanks, Giovanni.
Yep.
Mindy, you want to give us a summary, or is it Mindy or Judy for this one?
It's me.
Okay. Mindy, you want to give us a summary? I'm not seeing or hearing that he's on the call with us, so do you want to give us a summary, please?
Sure. JM, self-reported action that was taken against his certificate in Texas. He is a physical therapist assistant. They refer to their credential as a license, and in Texas, his license was suspended due to practicing on an expired license. He did complete all the board order requirements for Texas, and his Texas license was reinstated in November of 2022. He had a previous Arizona certificate. That certificate lapsed in July of 2023, and he resubmitted an application to be reinstated. And that was made effective August 1st of 2023. So the board is requested to determine what action, if any, to take regarding this matter.
Okay.
Mindy, was there any Arizona practice?
Good question. I believe he did practice before he moved to Texas.
I'm sorry, bad question. Was there any Arizona practice while the certificate was suspended or lapsed? If you don't know, I can ask him.
I don't know that.
Yeah, it's a great question.
Was he, Mindy, did he do a reinstatement?
Yes, reinstatement.
It would be on his reinstatement paperwork. So let me look it up really quick.
Thank you.
No problem.
Is JM on the phone? Sorry, Dr. King, I'm kind of stealing your thunder.
Totally good. Yeah, I'm not seeing anyone with those initials or last name. So the question is then, did he practice in Arizona during the time that he had the expired license?
And my tell you what I'm thinking. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking if there's no Arizona practice, you know, I think we just let Texas take care of it. If there is Arizona practice, I want to know what it was and how extensive it was. So that's just what I'm thinking.
According to his paperwork on the reinstatement, he filled out the form that says he has not.
With that, I would move to decide.
Take no action.
Have we opened a case? No?
No, it's preliminary.
Okay. Take no action.
Second. Is there any other thoughts or questions about the motion or this particular preliminary review? Okay, hearing none, then Ms. Chepias, will you call the vote, please?
It's been moved and seconded to take no action in case JM. Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bastia?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Barton?
Yes.
That motion passes.
Thank you.
You could probably do either 9E or 9F.
Okay. Let's move then to agenda item 9E, case 2360, Brittany Isaacs, PTA. Brittany, are you on the call with us?
She had indicated previously that she would attend.
Well, I am not seeing her or hearing her. Are we comfortable hearing a summary and, or do we actually, does anyone feel like they need to actually speak to her?
Just for clarification, she has surrendered her contact privilege.
Correct.
Yes.
Mindy, will you give us a summary then? And we'll
of course. Determine what. Okay, this is case 2360. Ms. Isaac is certified in Texas and she purchased an Arizona compact privilege on May 24th of 2023 before successfully passing the AZ law. When she purchased the AZ compact privilege, she attested that she had successfully taken and passed the AZ law. On May 25th, she was notified that she had 14 days to successfully pass the AZ law exam before additional action would be taken. She then failed the AZ law exam on May 30th. Multiple attempts were made by board staff to contact Ms. Isaac and notify her that the 14-day period was expiring and she was required to either pass it or surrender her privilege. On June 28th of 2023, she was notified that she was in violation of ARS 32-2044-3, obtaining or attempting to obtain a license certificate by fraud or misrepresentation. We received the notice of surrender for her Arizona compact privilege on June 30th. According to her, she has not practiced in Arizona. And so the board is requested to review the matter and determine what action, if any, to take.
I'm kind of wavering between taking no action and sending a letter. Just reminding her she's got to follow. Please follow the process, you know. But I think in the past, to be consistent, we have sent a letter of just saying you must, if you apply for a compact, you must take care of, follow the process. So I'm going to make a motion that we send is it a letter of concern or is it an advisory letter? Mr. Harris, which letter would it be? Oh, you're muted, Mr. Harris.
Dr. King, if she's already surrendered her license, do we have even jurisdiction over it anymore?
No. So, and that was the question I had for her is, does she ever plan to practice? You know, she's done it once. Is she planning to ever practice again in Arizona? And if so, you know, just capturing that. We appreciate that she surrendered it in the future. Yeah. Make sure, please, that you follow the process should you practice in Arizona.
If I'm not mistaken, Veronica or Monica, has she attempted to apply for regular Arizona practice privileges? I know at one point she had accepted a position in Arizona.
I'm not sure, but let me look her up.
Yeah, I believe she mentioned in some of the email threads that she, since the compact privilege wasn't going to work at the same, it was taking too long, she was going to apply for a regular certificate to practice in Arizona. So.
Yes, she did apply.
Okay.
What was the date that she applied?
5/24.
And was she granted that certificate?
It's still deficient. There's still missing items remaining.
Okay. Thank you.
So, Dr. King, members of the board, in the case that's before you, I don't think that we would issue an advisory letter, but what you could do is just send her a letter basically, you know, kind of explaining it, and that these matters will be reviewed when the when her application comes before the board.
I like that.
Me too. Yeah.
I would agree with the letter. I feel like the email chain that I read was very comprehensive and very well outlined for the steps that she needed to take. And so I think that would be helpful.
So Mr. Harris.
Sorry, go ahead.
So we will have to bring her application to the board. She's applying by Universal. So I'll just make a note that we'll have to bring her app to the in front of the board.
If that's the desire of the board.
Is that the desire of the board?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you.
I agree with Dr. Bastillo. The time frames are troubling here. It seems like this wasn't a priority to the licensee, and that makes me uncomfortable. I know we try to give these people the benefit of the doubt, but this one, it just didn't seem like it was a priority to fix it. So.
So are we comfortable then sending a letter and letting her know, explaining the process and that the board will review her application for certification through Universal?
Yeah.
Or just make a motion to direct staff to send her a letter? And do we have to be specific in what it needs to say?
Well, I think it would be helpful to let her know. Keep in mind that because she's applying under Universal, the board's ability to take any type of action is very limited, but that doesn't preclude you from just having a conversation with her and letting her know that, you know, had the circumstances been a little bit different, the board may be viewing this differently.
I'd like to get her up on the right start here as a certificate holder here in Arizona. So,
yeah.
Yes, let's do that. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I make a motion to direct staff to send Ms. Isaacs a letter explaining the process and that the board will be reviewing all of her application documentation prior to being issued a certificate in Arizona under Universal.
Second.
Any discussion or additions or corrections to the letter? Okay. Hearing none, then Ms. Chippias, do you mind calling the vote, please?
It's been moved and seconded to provide Ms. Isaacs with a letter explaining the processes, the compact and the licensure processes, and informing her that the board will review her application prior to issuing an Arizona certificate. Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Barton?
Yes.
That motion passes.
Great. Thank you. Thank you, staff. Okay. And then, Mandy, did you suggest 9F potentially before we go into 9 o'clock?
Yes. Christopher Martin?
Yes. 9F, 2361, Christopher Martin, PTA. Mr. Martin, are you on the call with us? Okay, I'm not hearing him. So Judy, do you want to give us a summary and then we'll decide?
Yep, I'll do that. This is case 2361. Mr. Martin was arrested and charged with disorderly conduct, assault, and criminal trespassing on or about March 20th of 2022. He did not report the charges to the board within the 10-day regulatory requirement, nor on his renewal application for the 2022-2024 period he is currently certified. Two of those three charges are on our list of reportable misdemeanors. Potential violations for the board consideration include ARS 32-3208 A and B. This case is for your review.
Okay.
Is criminal trespassing one of the ones listed in our Practice Act?
For reportable misdemeanors?
Yeah.
No, that was the one that he was ultimately convicted of. But the other two, he didn't report all three charges. So he was charged with all three. And our law requires that he report all charges. And okay. And the other two are reportable misdemeanors.
Yeah.
When did our list of reportable misdemeanors go up? Was that this year?
Oh, on the website?
Yeah.
No, that's always been there.
Yeah, I don't know the exact date, but it's, you know, maybe, you know, 5-10 years, maybe longer.
Once again, you know, I'm not too concerned with the conduct. I am concerned with the lack of reporting and then, you know, basically the attitude. So I would move that we send a advisory letter that the certificate holder should be aware of the requirements of ARS 32-3208.
Second. Any discussion or other thoughts, Mr. Martin? Or Giovanni, do you have any other thoughts about this particular?
No, I mean, I would be in agreement with that.
Yeah, I agree. I think that there's, it's the lack of reporting that concerns me. So I think a letter is probably the way to handle it.
Yeah. Alrighty, we have a motion and a second for an advisory letter. Ms. Chepias, do you want to call the vote, please?
It's been moved and seconded to send an advisory letter regarding advising Mr. Martin of his duty to report in accordance with ARS 32-3208. Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Mr. Leone?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Mr. Barton?
Yes.
That motion passes.
Okay, thank you. I've got 1 minute or so until 9, so we'll just take a moment, and then we'll start the informal hearing at 9. Is that okay with everyone?
In that case, I'm going to stop the recording and restart it.
Okay.
The recording is stopping at 8:59.